Hello, everyone, and welcome to a transformational journey that I promise will challenge and inspire you in ways you may not expect. Before we begin, I want to take a moment to recognize the visionary behind this profound experience, Leonidas Esquire Williamson, the founder of Ascendancy. His brilliance has paved the way for thousands to break free from limiting beliefs and embrace a life of authenticity, purpose, and true personal mastery. Today, you'll hear from one of our extraordinary Level 1 program leaders, Brian. He's here to introduce you to a concept that is foundational to your transformation, the identity cage. This concept shines a light on the invisible barriers we create, the self-imposed limitations that confine us to outdated versions of ourselves. Brian will walk you through how this cage is built, how it impacts every area of your life, and most importantly, how you can break free. So get ready. This could be your Phoenix moment.
Thanks, Hope. Imagine your life, your thoughts, your beliefs, everything about you, enclosed within a cage. This isn't a physical prison, but a mental and emotional structure that has shaped who you think you are. This is what we call the identity cage. The identity cage represents the limitations we unknowingly place on ourselves. It's formed from the stories, experiences, labels, and expectations imposed upon us by family, society, and even ourselves. These layers of belief shape how we move through the world, how we perceive others, and how we pursue our goals. But the tragedy of the identity cage is that, while it feels familiar, it is not the truth of who we are. It's a false construct that stifles our potential. Today, we're going to break down the essence of the identity cage, how it is built, and most importantly, how to break free. Understanding the identity cage. At its core, the identity cage is the sum of all the narratives you have absorbed about yourself. It's made up of labels like, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm too shy, or I'm too much. These stories may have been given to you by well-meaning parents, peers, or society. Over time, they become a part of your identity, whether you recognize them or not. The problem is that these stories often become truths in our minds. We accept them without question, and they begin to dictate our behaviors, reactions, and choices. For example, imagine someone who has been told all their life that they are not a leader. They will carry that belief into adulthood, avoiding opportunities that require leadership, shrinking away from responsibility. They have unknowingly accepted this label and built their life within its confines. This is the identity cage in action. How the identity cage is constructed. The building of this cage starts early in life. As children, we are sponges, absorbing everything around us. We hear words spoken to us or about us. We experience situations that shape how we feel about ourselves. And over time, these experiences form our core identity. Society tells us what is acceptable or unacceptable, what success looks like, and what failure means. Family expectations, cultural norms, and even our own self-criticism add bars to this invisible prison. However, this cage isn't made of stone. It's made of perception. It thrives on unchallenged beliefs and unexamined assumptions. The more we live in it, the more comfortable we become with its limitations, even if those limitations keep us from pursuing what we truly desire. But here's the most important truth. The identity cage is not real. It is a construct of the mind, reinforced by societal structures, but it is not your true nature. Breaking free from the identity cage. Breaking out of the identity cage requires one crucial step: awareness. The moment you become aware of the cage, you gain the power to dismantle it. You must first recognize that the identity you've built is not set in stone. It is malleable, and you are the sculptor. The process of breaking free involves a few key stages. Self-awareness. Begin by identifying the labels, beliefs, and stories that have shaped your identity. Ask yourself, who told me this about myself? Is this truly who I am, or is it simply a story I've accepted? Challenging the narrative. Once you've identified the stories, begin to question their validity. Why have you accepted them? Are they rooted in truth, or are they simply products of past experiences? This is where the real transformation begins, as you start to realize that many of these stories are false or outdated. Rewriting your identity. Now you have the power to create a new narrative. Replace the old limiting beliefs with empowering ones. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, affirm, I am more than enough. This isn't just about positive thinking. It's about reclaiming your true, limitless self. Embracing discomfort. Breaking free from the identity cage can be uncomfortable. It may feel like stepping into the unknown as you let go of the familiar stories that have shaped your life. But remember, discomfort is the price of growth. It is only by stepping outside the cage that you can experience your true potential. The role of radical accountability. In ascendancy, one of our core principles is radical accountability. To truly escape the identity cage, you must take full responsibility for your life, your actions, and your beliefs. This means recognizing that you, and only you, have the power to change your reality. You can no longer blame others for the bars in your cage. Yes, society, family, and experiences may have played a role in shaping it, but now it's your turn to break it apart. Radical accountability means stepping into the role of the creator of your own life, living free beyond the identity cage. Imagine a life where you are no longer constrained by labels or limiting beliefs, a life where you are free to pursue your deepest desires without the weight of old stories holding you back. This is what awaits you beyond the identity cage. Living free means living in alignment with your core being, acting from a place of authenticity, and embracing new possibilities without fear of failure. It's a life of purpose, fulfillment, and joy. It's where your potential is not limited by old narratives, but expanded by new beliefs you've consciously chosen. Ultimately, the identity cage may feel real, but it is not. It is a construct of your own mind, reinforced by the world around you, but it can be dismantled. Today, you have the tools to identify the bars of your cage, challenge the stories that have confined you, and step into the freedom of your true self. The transformation begins with awareness and ends with action. Take radical accountability for your life. Challenge the limiting beliefs and rewrite your narrative. This is the path to breaking free from the identity cage and living an extraordinary, limitless life. Are you ready to break free? In Ascendancy Level 1, Day 1, the concept of the identity cage represents the mental and emotional framework that confines an individual's sense of self. It refers to the limitations, beliefs, labels, and narratives we construct about ourselves, often unconsciously, that restrict personal growth and authenticity. These narratives are typically shaped by external influences such as societal expectations, family conditioning, and personal experiences. The identity cage keeps us trapped in repetitive behaviors and thought patterns, similar to what we might call echo patterns. As we become accustomed to a certain self-image, even if it doesn't serve our highest potential, it becomes difficult to break free from these mental constraints. The cage represents not only the way we see ourselves, but also the way we believe others see us, reinforcing behaviors that align with this limited identity. In ascendancy, breaking free from the identity cage is a pivotal moment in transformation. It requires a deep recognition of the stories and labels we hold on to and the courage to dismantle those that no longer align with our core being. Through self-awareness and intentionality, participants are guided to redefine themselves beyond these restrictions, opening the door to authenticity, growth, and a more expansive version of self. The work begins by first identifying the elements of this identity cage. What are the stories and beliefs that have shaped your identity? Once recognized, the process involves confronting these constraints and actively choosing to release them, allowing for greater alignment with one's true self and purpose. This is an essential part of Day 1, setting the foundation for deeper transformation in the program. Picture having the ability to motivate, influence, and persuade the people in your life to align with nearly anything you propose when the conditions are right. How valuable would that be to you? This is the potential unlocked through mastering the five core concepts of ascendancy.